information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and yes, it is the 70th episode. Something weird today. I could not get the permissions to play other people's songs, so couldn't play them today. So I'm going to do something that's insane. I'm going to put myself out there. Once upon a time, in like the dark ages, talking about 10 years ago, I just messed around on my laptop and created some music and recorded some music. So I will get you to laugh at me rapping, okay? So yeah, I'm gonna play songs that I did a couple of years ago, but later on I'm gonna talk about what a woman's hair says about the type of woman she is, also especially dealing with issues of sexuality and that sort of thing. Also, I'm gonna talk about the Garissa attack. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna get into that. But first of all, the main stories that made the news this past week: the Africa Cup of Nations draw was made, the qualifiers, that is. But before we talk about that, well, they're going to be happening in Gabon. Now, remember, they were supposed to happen in Libya, but, you know, there's a war there, so they can't happen there. So they've been moved over to Gabon. And Zimbabwe is in a group where they play Malawi, Swaziland, and Guinea. It's a group that they should fancy themselves. I know Guinea are very fancied side right now, but they're not on the same level that they were a couple of years ago when they beat us. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a chance in there. Then also big news coming out of South Africa. The Rhodes statue has finally fallen. Yes, that you know, fallout over the Rhodes statue in at the University of Cape Town has left the university students feeling like, yay, you know, really like doing a big dance. It's been removed from its very offending stage where it was, like, you know, the most prominent place in the university. Now, for many people, they don't realize that it's more than just a statue. And it's about decolonization. It's a process. Joe Black put it on his blog that decolonization is, you know, it's a process. And for some people, say like, oh, there are more important things to worry about. He quite rightly says, you know, go and worry about those supposedly more important things. Things such as this, where monuments are still up there for people that were responsible for pillaging and killing Africans, should be gotten rid of. Yeah. Anyway. Dayton Sumanje sadly passed away. He was the guy who was the lead singer for Penga Udzoke. Now, if you don't remember who Penga Udzoke, they're the ones who were, in 2002, released a monster hit called Tsawana. Yeah, you would have remembered that if you listened to Sungura and that sort of thing. Yeah. What else happened this past week? Ooh, Chris Brown was in South Africa and, you know, was lip syncing. Yeah, apparently he was doing lip syncing in South Africa, which wasn't totally awesome. So yeah, and apparently he was not even good at it. So people were very upset, quite rightly, after paying so many rands to watch him. And besides that, what else happened? A U.S. judge decided okay, divorce over Facebook, which for me is kind of insane. You know, it's like, you know, you can, because the guy apparently was dodging this woman. The two Ghanaians got married, and then the guy didn't want to go through the traditional custom, so she just disappeared. And for a couple of years, like 3-4 years, she's been trying to divorce this guy. So a U.S. judge in the state of New York, or the city of New York, I can't remember what the state, but it's in the same place, right? He decided that, you know, she could send summons over Facebook. And yeah, so that could become a new thing. Social media stepping into real life. Yeah. And then finally, also happening this past week, remember that lady who reportedly stabbed her husband to death using knives? Yeah, three knives. Well, she's been released on $50 bail. Yeah, the justice system. So they say she's got a very good defense. So we're going to wait for that. I'm not going to pass judgment on that. But you know, $50 bail for taking somebody's life. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
It's a beat on the collarbone, the cat would scale. On the sun, I make my bone like the man of steel. From the moon to the sound garden. Play this beat long enough, and I might just get you a pardon. From the girl who wasn't looking till the song came on. Yeah, fellas, you know the time. That's the year, bring it on. And now she's making them sexy eyes and crossing her legs to show them sexy thighs. Now she's shaking it, breaking it. Ain't no faking, but waking it in a minute. She making it to the floor. Taking it in. Now she's shaking it, breaking it. Ain't no faking, but waking it. In a minute, she's making it to the floor. She's taking it in. Now she's shaking it, breaking it. Ain't no faking, but waking it. In a minute, she's making it to the floor. She's taking it in. Keep walking with the ghetto buddy out of my face. With the way you're talking, girl, you should feel out of place. I'm just playing girl. Pretty girls hollering like they can hear twice, cause they're feeling that night like they twice as nice. And this girl just over 20, but full African and plenty. She blowing kisses, she's almost knocked me off stage. She got me thinking new bars at that stage, something sort of.
Oh, you have no idea the embarrassment right now. This is me, 2005, when the world was weird, was different. That's a track that I called Waking It, and I went under the name of NCB. It was like a completely different life. Oh gosh, yeah. Anyway, the name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. In case you're wondering why I am rapping there, just couldn't get permissions to play other people's music this week. So yeah, get it on time. That's all it is. And it's the Criticast. The next thing I'm gonna talk about is the tragedy that happened in Kenya, a week ago actually, in at a university, the University of Garissa, where Al-Shabaab militants went in and shot up, the university, and resulting in the death of 147 people, most of them being university kids. Now, there's a horrific pic that came out on the internet from an aerial picture from a room where you had just a whole bunch of dead bodies. Most of them looked like that. In fact, pretty much all of them were face down, showing that they'd been shot to the back of their head, execution style and stuff like that. Horrific stories. You know, the militants were also said to have lured the students by promising them safety and all that other stuff and then killing them off. And, well, the sad thing about this all is until there was like a proper concerted effort, and I'm glad that this happened. You had guys like Trevor Ngube from, you know, Alpha Media House, Mail and Guardian, all that other stuff, coming out and say, no, you know, we need to be making noise. Because when there were like 12 people that were killed in France, there was a bigger noise, and there was all, you know, because of journalists and so forth. But these black African kids, nobody was fighting on their behalf and trying to make this a bigger issue than it was. And the hashtag all over the internet now is 147 is not just a number. But the thing is, you know, when you really look at the situation, the Al-Shabaab is getting more mileage out of this, and no one's really thinking about the poor victims. And that's the biggest victory for Al-Shabaab right now, in that they're getting more famous, or infamous, while the 147 kids who died are just 147. It's a number. It's a bunch of Africans that died. So, you know, let's not make too much of a big deal about it. And that's the thing that's just galling me right now. And, you know, the silence from African leaders. Yes, Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, was in South Africa and condemned the attack. He's also the African Union chair, also the SADC chair. But at the same time, you know, it's a joint statement that they made with President Jacob Zuma of South Africa. But at the same time, I think you get the feeling that there is this fear of Al-Shabaab, or fear, I don't know what it is, fear of Boko Haram, you know. You want to think that they could take a lot more action and, you know, take this more head on and really go after this. But I suppose at the same time, like, just they found out this past week that there was a girl from South Africa who was going to join ISIS. So, you know, I think now issues to do with these fundamentalists, who I'm not going to mention by religion and so forth, because I don't want this to become a religious thing. Fundamentalists across the world are now reaching, their tentacles are reaching every part of the world. So, you know, there's fear and trepidation, that sort of thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, we need to stand up for what is right. We can't have 147 kids being killed and then just keep it moving, you know. It's not just Kenya going through this rubbish. It's a whole continent, you know. And to the students of Garissa that passed away, I say, you know, we're with you and your families and so forth. Our hearts go out to your families. Our hearts go out to you because, you know, somewhere sitting out there, one of the students could have been somebody who had the cure for cancer or had the cure for AIDS or whatever it is. Could have changed the world. And just like that, through a barbaric act, they've been taken away. Yeah, that's how it is. Just completely sad. Well, on the other side of this DJ C-Mac top five tracks that he's put together for us, I am going to talk about women and the type of hair that they have and what is to do with sexuality, particularly short hair versus long hair. It's Larry, you're listening to the Criticast.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Hit it!
I don't give a fuck about the summer drama with the ratatata blah, shoot a line.
Bana yiti kan juze, nina linye puti nin kuze.
With that, with that, I better than my friends, I go at that baby body boat. All white fans in that top front lands, no friends, baby body boat. Baka said I'm a...
Oh, unu ese rita poso. Oh, unu ese rita poso.
Yeah, shout out to DJ C-Mac for his top five. Thank you so much, guy. And he'll be back next week. And if you want to catch him, he's on Star FM between 4:30 and 5. Yeah? Yeah, he's on Star FM between 4:30 and 5 every Friday. Anyway, like I said in the relationship segment, a woman is, yeah, it is kind of. It's a guy's view, my personal view when it comes to issues to do with women and sexuality and the type of hair they had. Now, I met a couple of friends this past week, and they were, one of them has just gone, like, blonde. And I don't mean took a natural hair and got it blonde. She just had that for a while. And now she's got long blonde hair. And the discussion started taking place. What does it mean? What does a woman's hair say? And all that other stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Now, it's a very... I'm going to give you the superficial view. The superficial view is that, to start with, when a woman's got... suddenly has short hair, you know, some people start thinking, oh, no, she's not as attractive. And unfortunately, among a lot of men, they equate long hair to femininity. That's how we've been socialized. That the longer a woman's hair is, the what you call it, the more likely she is to be very feminine, and she's less likely to be lesbian. And as far as some people are concerned, they even take it that far. And they say, oh, no, yeah, that's what it means. And then also they'll say, if she's got long hair, it depends on the length of the hair. Sometimes they say the length of the hair, like you have your really big hair, they're trying to hide something and that sort of thing. And then some people are just like, hey, you know, this is something that that we like. Just it's just a preference. I like long flowing hair. Maybe it's coming from socialization, coming from movies and that sort of thing. That woman's gonna run through, you know, those corny movies where a woman's running through and the wind is going through her hair, whatever it is, and you know, slightly pornographic, there, isn't it? Yeah. That phrase is just about as much life as a character in Game of Thrones. But anyway, having said that, the other side of it all is I think that when you judge a woman based woman's hair and judge it and call it a thing about sexuality and so forth, I think if a woman is confident enough to get rid of all of her hair and still go out there and be herself or whatever it is, it might be the reverse. It might be that she's sexually confident. So sexually confident, she's got it's a show of strength to say, you know, in spite of me not having my hair, not being your middle of the road type of person, the conventional type of woman, I can still own this personality. I can still own this look and still be the hottest thing out there. Yeah, like, there's that woman from Muvango. Yes, at some point I was in Muvango. She used to be a character in Muvango and she used to be bald. And no person out there is going to sit there and say, that made her less attractive. No. I mean, she had great hips and all that other stuff, and that tends to cloud your judgment. But in reality, did it make her less attractive? Absolutely not. I mean, having said that, gents, I want to give you some advice, right? You know, what not to say to a woman. Just like three or four things not to say to a woman, especially your woman, about her hair. First thing, don't say that. Don't say to a woman, why don't you do your hair like so-and-so? don't compare her hair to anyone else. Because that is just, like, so weird. Like, sheesh. You know, the depth of depravity in saying that, you know. Yeah, don't say it. It's just, like, so here. And don't say your hair looks thin. Yeah, it might look thin, and in your head might sound like something that you can say, but no, you can't say it. It's just, like, not a said thing. And when she comes in, she's got this new hairstyle, this phrase, interesting hairstyle. No, nope, just don't. Just stay in that corner, be that naughty little boy in the corner. Just don't say it. Just don't. But anyway, just to summarize, you know, like some woman, what is her name? Singer, girl? Can't remember the name, man. She had a track called I Am Not My Hair. Yeah, India Ari. Yeah. So, yeah, don't judge a woman based on her hair. You know, especially if you're dating or want to date her and stuff like that. And don't stop making snap judgments of people and based on their hair and that sort of thing. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Quiddicast. And it was pretty fun. And big news, by the way, I'm starting a new show on ZFM every Friday between 6:30 and 7, together with a lady by the name of Kundai Chianika. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So between 6:30 and 7 every Friday on ZFM Stereo. Listen to that. If you want to listen to it over the internet, it's www.zfmstereo.co.zw. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this was Quiddicast. And if you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@ladiquiddi.com, or you can get in touch with me over Twitter @QuiddiRai, or you could go to my website www.ladiquiddi.com. QuiddiRai has got a Y-I at the end. And with that, I say thank you very much for listening to me. And I leave you listening to one of my other songs. Yes, we're still exploring that other life. It's a song that I did with a woman at the time who called herself Bitch Cake. Yeah, the track is called Oh Hell No. Yeah, you'll find out why. It's been Larry, it's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
I came because you told me how you felt. You told me you could live it up and be happy all by yourself. Quit playing, girl, I love you. No one else above you. You my black Venus in the sky, wings of a black butterfly. Quit the shame and let me talk to you. Let you know what in my heart is true. And when the song is through, baby girl, open the door and let it be.
I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?